How are you? Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihariya. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharadariya. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharadariya. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihariya. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihariya. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharadariya. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharadariya. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Bharacharya. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihariya. Jayo Radha Madhava. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihariya Jayo Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paritra Bhattacharya Stotra Sri Simad Abhay Charana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribhrajakacharya Asto Talasatasi Simad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Brinda Ki Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Brinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamkun Radha Kun Gidi Govardhan Ki Shri Brinda Bandam Ki Shri Mayapur Nabadip Dam Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dam Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Haribo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhulle Shri Mati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nivasesha Sunyapati Paschachade Sitarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, entitled Kapila's Instructions on Devotional Service, text number 33. Dhyana Ayanam. Prahasitam. Bahula. Adara Osta Pasha Arunayita Tanu Dvija Kunda Pankti Dhyayat Swadeha kuhare avasitasya Vishno bhaktya ardraya arpitamanaha na pritak Didrikshet Dhyana Yayam Prabhashitam Bahula Darushta Basaruna Yita Tanu Dvijakunda Pankti Dhyayat Swadeha Kuhare Basitasya Vishno Bhaktya Drayarpita Mana Napritak Didrikshet Bhaktya Dhyayanayam prabhasitam bahula darushta. Basaruna itatanu dvijakunda pankti. Dhyayat swadeha kuhari basitasya vishnor. Bhaktiya drayarpita mana napitak didriksha. Dhyana yanam prabhasitam bahula darushta. Bash aruna ita tanu dvija kunda pankti. Dhyayat swadeha kuhari basitasya vishnu. Bhaktiya drayarpita mana napitak didriksha. Dhyayanam prabhasitam bahula darushta. Basaruna ita tanu dvija kunda pankti. Dhyayat swadeha kuhare basitasya vishno. Bhaktiyardrayarpita mana napita didrikshet. Dhyanayanam prabhasitam bahula darushta. Tanindri chakunda pankti. Basitasya Vishnu. Bhaktiyatraya arpita mana napita matit. Basaruna ita tanu dvija kunda pankti. Matajis. Yeah. Dhyanayanam. Easily meditated upon. Prahasitam. The laughter. Bahula. Abundant. Adara Osta. Of his lips. Basa. By the splendor. Arunaita. Rendered rosy. Tanu. Small. Dvija. Teeth. Kunda Pankti. Like a row of jasmine buds. Dhyayat.
He should meditate upon.
Swadeha Kuhare.
In the core of his heart.
Avasitasya.
Who resides.
Vishnu.
Of Vishnu.
Bhaktya.
With devotion.
Ardraya.
Steeped in love.
Arpitamanaha.
His mind being fixed.
Na.
Not.
Pritak.
Anything else.
Didrikshet.
He should desire to see.
Translation.
With devotion, steeped in love and affection, the yogi should meditate within the core of his heart upon the laughter of Lord Vishnu. The laughter of Vishnu is so captivating that it can be easily meditated upon. When the Supreme Lord is laughing, one can see his small teeth, which resemble jasmine buds, rendered rosy by the splendor of his lips. Once devoting his mind to this, the yogi should no longer desire to see anything else. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It is recommended that the yogi visualize the laughter of the Lord after studying His smile very carefully. These particular descriptions of meditation on the smile, the laughter, the face, lips, and teeth all indicate conclusively that God is not impersonal. It is described herein that one should meditate on the laughter or smiling of Vishnu. There is no other activity that can completely cleanse the heart of the devotee. The exceptional beauty of the laughter of Lord Vishnu is that when he smiles, his small teeth, which resemble the buds of jasmine flowers, at once become reddish, reflecting his rosy lips. If the yogi is able to place the beautiful face of the Lord in the core of his heart, he will be completely satisfied. In other words, when one is absorbed in seeing the beauty of the Lord within himself, the material attraction can no longer disturb him. Om Agyantimarandasya Gyananjana Sulakaya Chakshur Anmilitan Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dezitarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasti Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ananda Lila Maya Bigrahaya Himabhidibhaja Vishundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. Here the recommendation is being given that one should meditate upon the face of the Lord. One should meditate upon the laughter of the Lord. One should meditate upon the rosy lips of the Lord. One should meditate upon the small white teeth of the Lord, which are like kunda flowers, that are white kunda flowers that become pink, reflecting the rosy color of the Lord's lips. Srila Prabhupada, he concludes his purport by stating that if the yogi will learn to meditate in that way and will always keep this type of meditation deeply within the core of his heart, then he will no longer be affected by material attraction. So we can understand by hearing Srila Prabhupada's words that this is our goal, but certainly it is something which requires a very great and diligent effort to come to. I can recall hearing one lecture by Srila Prabhupada. It wasn't a lecture, it was a morning walk. And I believe that it was in Dallas, Texas. Srila Prabhupada was walking, and he was saying that the Lord can only be envisioned if one will have special qualification. And that special qualification, specifically, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. He was saying that one should have eyes of devotion that are covered with the ointment of loving devotion. So Prabhupada was saying, this is a special qualification if we wish to see the Lord, eyes of devotion. We should dedicate ourselves very seriously to the process of bhakti. In the Lord's conclusion of his discussion in Bhagavad Gita, he states, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tattvataha. That it is only by bhakti that I can be known. Because this process of bhakti is so wonderful that it purifies the heart. It purifies the consciousness. And in that purified state only can we enter into the kingdom of God. So Srila Prabhupada was speaking like this on his morning walk. And one of my godbrothers, he was on the walk with Srila Prabhupada, Prajapati Prabhu. Is anyone here knowing Prajapati? Prajapati. Prajapati is he's a bona fide actor. He is the type of person who is always on stage. So Prajapati was listening to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada Prajapati, after some time, he spoke to Prabhupada. You could hear. I was listening to the tape. You could hear Prajapati. He said, "But Prabhupada, I cannot see Krishna because I am having materialized." Srila Prabhupada ignored him. And Prabhupada changed the topic to something else. But Prajapati was not a person to let his acting go unnoticed. A few moments later, you could hear Prajapati again. "But Prabhupada, I am having material eyes. I cannot see Krishna." Srila Prabhupada ignored him. It was one of those nice recordings. You could hear Prabhupada's cane tapping on the sidewalk as he was walking. He just completely ignored Prajapati and he was speaking about something else. But Prajapati decided he would try again. So after some minutes, Prajapati very dramatically, "But Prabhupada, I have material eyes, and with my material eyes I cannot see Krishna, and I cannot take Krishna into the core of my heart." And then Prabhupada responded, "Then I will rip out your eyes. And I will give you spiritual eyes by which you can see the Lord." So that is this process of bhakti yoga, that is the process of Krishna consciousness. To see Krishna, we must become freed from the material attraction. In the Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains that our original state of consciousness is one of love. But Prabhupada gives a simple example. He says that when that love is coming in contact with the material mode of passion, then it becomes transformed. It becomes transformed into lust. It goes from prema to kama. Prabhupada would often say that that prema is like gold and kama is like iron. Or Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika, he speaks about Krishna Prema Bhakti. And there he says that Krishna Prema Bhakti is like gold that has been melted 100 million times to take all of the impurities out. It's like we have visited South Africa, we've visited Johannesburg, and the whole city of Johannesburg is built upon gold mines. And you will see big mountains of this black stuff, you know, all around Johannesburg. And the devotees, when we travel, they say, "That is all gold, but it doesn't look like gold." But they take that and they burn it, and they burn it, and they burn it, and they burn it, and then pure gold will come out. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he says that Krishna Prema Bhakti is like gold melted 100 million times. It is so spotlessly pure, freed from personal motivation. Whereas kama, or lust, that is just like steel or iron, something very cold and something which is impure, so many different things mixed in. So Prabhupada states that when that prema, when it comes in contact with the rajagun, it becomes transformed and it becomes lust. Rajagun Samudbhava. That lust is taking birth from contact with the Rajagun. And then we can see, Lord Krishna says, that when one comes under the influence of the material lust, then one's knowledge becomes covered over. One's desire for self-realization, it becomes destroyed. And one, buddhi nashtak pranashyati, one's buddhi becomes covered and one falls into the material atmosphere. So what is this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness that Prabhupada has presented, that is presented in Gita, that Lord Kapila Dev is speaking of here? This wonderful process is a process of taking that kama and purifying that and reconverting that into the natural state of prema bhakti. And how is that done? When we're under the influence of the material attraction, there are so many things that are pushing us from within. There are so many impulses from within the heart of every living being that are always giving misdirection. Lust is pushing us. Nartam Das Thakur says that within the heart, it is like a gang of bandits are there. He says six bandits: lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, envy. And he says that the leader of the gang of bandits is kama. Kama adi very tightly has captured us. So we're being pushed by the impulse of lust. We're being pushed by the impulse of anger. We're being pushed by the impulse of greed. What to do? The Acharyas, Nartam Das Thakur, he has offered some ideas of practical sense control. He has said that if one becomes overwhelmed by the feelings of lustful desire, one should take one's body and one should work very, very strongly for the Lord. Many years ago, I was sent to Greece back in 1979. And we started preaching over there. And we preached to one young American fellow who had lived in Greece for some years, and he had become a Greek Orthodox monk. And we preached to him, and he became a practicing devotee. One time I was talking to him, I said, "We are all plagued by this lustful desire." I said, And we're all trying to follow some religious path. You were trying to follow your Orthodox Christianity. We were following Krishna consciousness. I said, what do you people do, like in the monastery? What do you people do when you're afflicted by some lustful desire? He said, in our monastery, we had one central place. He said there was one big board there hanging on a rope, hanging on a chain. He said, when we started feeling affliction by material lustful desires, we would take the board and we would beat the body with the board. I was thinking, praise the Lord for Krishna consciousness. Praise the Lord. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, lustful desire, work harder and more diligently for the Lord. Anger, he says different things. He says, if one is feeling anger, then one should utilize the anger in the way that Hanumanji or Arjun utilized anger. Utilize that anger in the spirit of service to the Lord. Then in his next breath, he gives the recommendation, actually, it's just better for the sadhaka not to become angry. Nothing will be attained by becoming angry. I think we've all seen that. Sometimes we get very, very angry. We may become angry with ourselves. We may become angry with our subordinates. Generally, nothing is ever gained, except we show ourselves to be quite foolish. Greed, he says, if a person is pushed by the impulse of greediness, then that person should become much more greedy to hear the topics of Sri Krishna. One should become much more greedy to chant the holy names. There's a nice verse by Sri Rupa Goswami. I do not think it's actually by Rupa Goswami, but it is included in his Padyavali. And there it says very nicely, he says, just like the materialistic man will continue to count his pennies time and time and time and time and time again through the course of the day to make sure that everything is there. He said, the devotee of the Lord, he will continue to always chant the holy names of the Lord. He will become greedy in that way. Sri Rupa Goswami has said in his Upadeshamritam that the sar, or the essence of all of the activities of bhakti yoga, are to nicely hear and chant the glories of Sri Krishna 24 hours a day. And he says that by performing kirtan in that way, he says the mind and the senses, they will become very strongly controlled. So our acharyas, they have helped us. They have given us practical recommendations how by engaging in this process of bhakti yoga, the material situation of the heart can begin to become transformed. The spirit of being the false enjoyer of this world can become transformed into the spirit of being the eternal servant of the Lord. And then when the consciousness will become transformed, then within the heart, we will hear that beautiful laughing of Lord Vishnu. Within the heart, we will see the beautiful kunda flower jasmine buds of the Lord's lotus teeth that have been made rosy red by the redness of his lips. In the Bhagavatam, it's recommended that we try to remember that form of the Lord at all times. Shukadev Goswami has said that we should hear about Krishna, and we should hear about Krishna's activities. And by hearing about the Lord will enter our hearts in the form of sound vibration, and very powerfully, he personally will kick lust from our hearts. Again, many times we question, how will that actually happen? How will it happen? But the greatest authority, Shukadeva Goswami, he has said, regularly hear about the Lord. He will enter your heart, and he personally will drive away lust. He calls it rid rogam. The disease of the heart is lust. And then he says that when that lust will go away, one will become very dhira. One will become very peaceful. And then, as the Lord says in his discussion in Bhagavad Gita, dhiras tatta namuyate. For the person who is very sober, all the topics can be understood. I heard another lecture, Srila Prabhupada was speaking. He told a nice story about becoming dhira. Srila Prabhupada was saying that that there was one of these scheduled fights between the devtas and the demons. And in this fight, the demons were whipping the devtas, giving them really a run for the money. So the commanders-in-chief of the army of the devtas, they gathered together and they said, how can we rectify this situation? And the conclusion that they came up with is that we must have a valiant son of Lord Shiva to lead the army of the devtas. Prabhupada said that was very difficult, though, because the daksha jagya had just taken place and Sati had just burned herself, and so Shiva no longer had a wife. So the devtas, they were trying to figure out what to do. And the devtas, they decided that Parvati should be born. So Parvati was born, and it said when she was born, she was born a very beautiful, fully developed young lady. And then the devtas, they said, you should go to Kailash, where Shiva is sitting in meditation, and you should induce Lord Shiva to beget one son. So then Parvati, she followed that instruction. She went to Kailash, and there she found Shiva. And Prabhupada said that it appeared as though Shiva was mourning the loss of Sati, but said actually Shiva, he was just sitting in meditation in deep trance upon the form of Lord Govinda. He was in ecstasy, very, very deep ecstasy. And Prabhupada said that Parvati, she didn't know what to do because Shiva was so deeply immersed in his ecstatic state of meditation upon Govinda. And Shiva was sitting there, because he's yogi, Shiva was sitting there fully naked. Prabhupada said, finally, Parvati, she approached Shiva, and Prabhupada said, she rested her hand on the private portion of Lord Shiva's body. And Prabhupada said, because he was so fully immersed in meditation upon the form of the Lord, he was not disturbed. Prabhupada said, this is what it means to be dhira. Dehi nosminyata dehi komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiristata namuyate. So we should come to that position, and we should do so by following the instructions of our spiritual authorities, following the instructions of our parampara. Regularly engage in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, and the distribution of the holy names. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Not sure. Prabhupada concluded his talk at that point. Prabhupada told the story, and then he stopped. And then Prabhupada said, please, just become dhira. Just become very sober. So probably one of our learned devotees here could explain how Kartikeya was born, but I'm not sure. Can anyone answer his question, how Kartikeya came? Prabhu?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I had a different question. If somebody wants to speak about Kartikeya, fine, but my question was on the verse that here we're being asked to meditate on the laughter of the Lord, but there are no audio cues given. It's not like it said, you know, meditate on the laughter of the Lord, which sounds like, you know, rolling thunder. There's no audio cues at all. They're all visual cues. So are we to understand that if you follow the visual cues, you know, you meditate on the jasmine bud teeth and like that, that the sound will be revealed, or is that the understanding here?
Meditating on the laughter, the sound of the laughter of the Lord. I can only, and no audio cues. I can only, in regard to that, I can only think of one thing. And that is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a chapter in Madhya Lila when Lord Chaitanya instructs Srila Sanatana Goswami. And that is called, that chapter is called the Opulence and the Sweetness of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatana, and then he begins by explaining to Sanatana how the Lord possesses Achintya Shakti. He's inconceivably powerful. And he gives two examples of the Lord's inconceivable power. One example is when Brahma stole all the cowherd boys and the calves. And then Brahma says he went back to see what was going on. And then in 1 second, he said he saw millions and millions and millions of cowherd boys and calves come out of the body of that small boy, Krishna. And in the next second, all went back inside. And then Brahma's conclusion at that point was, some people may say they know everything about Krishna, but my conclusion is I don't know anything about Krishna. And then the other example which he gave was concerning Lord Brahma as well. And it was the story of when Brahma went to see the Lord in Dwarka, and the gatekeeper stopped Brahma, and they said, "Sir, who are you?" He said, "I'm Brahma." So they went to the Lord, because it is the protocol in Vaikuntha that the gatekeepers, they have to go and they have to announce the arrival of an individual, like in that Brihad Bhagavatamritam that has been published by the BBT in the second volume, when the Gop Kumar, when he is traveling up to Vaikuntha with the Vaikuntha Dutas and they leave him at the gate, Sanatana Goswami says, this is standard protocol. And the Vaikuntha Dutas, they were joking with him. They said, well, you should just stay here for a while and absorb a few of the wonders of Vaikuntha. So these gatekeepers, they went inside and they told the Lord, they said, Brahma has come. Then the Lord said, which Brahma? So then they went back and they said, sir, which Brahma are you? And he said, well, tell the Lord that I'm the four-headed Brahma who is the father of the Kumaras and so forth and so on. So then they went back and they invited him to come. The Lord invited him to come. And he went in and he offered his obeisance to the Lord. then lifted his head, and the Lord said, Lord lifted his hand to give blessings, and the Lord said, so, any problems with demons? Anything I can do for you? And he said, well, before I answer your question, I have a question. The Lord said, shoot. He said, you ask which Brahma I am. Is there more than one Brahma? And so then the Lord, he smiled. And then he just thought for a second. And in that second thinking, then so many millions of Brahmas began to appear. And then it said that Shivas began to appear. And then it says that Indras also began to appear. You know, with some Indras had 100 eyes on their body, and some Indras had 10 million eyes on their body. And they all offered their obeisances simultaneously to the Lord. And then the Lord looked up and he said, so, is there anything I can do for you? Are you having problems with demons? And they all said, Lord, by your grace, we never have problems. They said, we simply wish to engage in your devotional service. And the Lord said, Tatastu, so be it. And then they offered their obeisances, and then they all, they just vanished. And so Brahma was left scratching his head. And then, you know, he said, and then the Lord told him, he said, you're the Brahma of such and such universe, which measures such and such distance, and you only have four heads because you have the smallest universe. And then again, Brahma said, as far as I'm concerned, some people may say they know everything about the potency of the Lord, but I don't know anything about the potency of the Lord. And then because Lord Chaitanya, he was describing the unlimited opulence and greatness and potency of Sri Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami says he became stimulated by love. Then he began describing the sweetness of the Lord. And then in so many verses, he describes the beautiful form of the Lord. And then he, more or less, he draws it to a conclusion by saying, there's nothing more beautiful than the form of Sri Krishna. And it says that his threefold bending form is most beautiful. And it says, and beyond the beauty of his body is the beauty of his entire face. And then it says that the most beautiful thing of Sri Krishna is his enigmatic smile. And that's the sweetest, sweetest, sweetest aspect of Sri Krishna. And then, so this is where the audio cue business comes in. Then Kaviraj Goswami says, and then the Lord, he takes his flute and he places the flute to his lips, to those sweet, sweet, sweet lips. And then he blows into the flute. And then there he says, the sweetness of his flute. And he says, and Kaviraj Goswami says, the Lord, the sweetness of the Lord's lips is like fresh honey that has been sprinkled with camphor. And he says, the sweetness of the Lord's lips becomes transformed into the audio cue. Becomes transformed into sound vibration. And then that sound vibration, it intoxicates everyone in the universe because it's so phenomenally sweet, because it's the transformed sweetness of Sri Krishna's lips. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, that sound vibration of Sri Krishna's flute is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Prabhupada says, therefore, we should continuously chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And then I guess that will help us. That will be a good start for us to gradually go to hearing the laughter of the Lord within our hearts. You're welcome, Prabhu. I can remember when I was a very new devotee, my GBC man came to Buffalo one time. My GBC man was Rupa Nuga Prabhu. And we were always very, whenever he would come, he was like a lion. Did anyone here ever know Rupa Nuga Prabhu? He was like a very strong lion. And one time I actually had the opportunity to serve him. So I was serving, and I had just been reading Second Canto Bhagavatam, and it was speaking about how the yogi should meditate, so forth and so on, and meditation beginning at the lotus feet of the Lord and then gradually developing. So I asked him a question. I said, Rupanuga Prabhu, I said, when we meditate upon the Lord, should we only meditate upon the lotus feet of Sri Krishna? And he told me, he said, well, actually, one time back in New York, in the very beginning days, I asked the exact same question to Srila Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, should we only meditate upon the feet of the Lord and try to keep that within the heart? Or should we be bold and try to see the face of the Lord as well? And he said, Prabhupada answered the question by smiling. And Prabhupada, he said, he looked at me very fatherly and he smiled. And he said, unless you see the beautiful face of Sri Krishna, how can you go on living in this world? He said, therefore, you should always try to see the Lord's beautiful lotus face. Okay, with that, we will stop. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Rukmini Dwarkadish ki, Gaur Premanandi.